Hello, everyone. My name is Maria.
And my name is Garrett.
And this is Let's Talk in English. Today, we continue with our story lesson.
Friends, do you remember our story from yesterday? Well, it's called The Magic Paintbrush, and we're learning all about our main character, Ma Liang.
That's right. Well, we learned about how he used the magic paintbrush to help other people.
Right. Many of the people who lived around him, including himself, were poor. They didn't have a lot of money, so he was able to help them out.
That's right. Some people were hungry. They wanted food to eat, and so he drew rice or other foods for them.
Other people were thirsty. They needed something to drink, so he was able to draw some water for them.
Yes, or draw a cow because cows give milk.
Other people were sick or cold. He could draw some clothing for them. That's what he did for one man. He painted a warm coat.
That's right. Well, friends, we learned so much about Ma Liang yesterday, and we will continue to learn more about him today. But before that, we need to first look at our Find It question. The question is, what did Liang paint to move the ship?
What did Liang paint to move the ship? Well, friends, try to find the answer in today's lesson. Now, let's jump into it. Let's learn our keywords with Jack.
有一个有钱人想要把这支神奇的笔据为己有，想说如果可以用这支笔画出很多金子的话，他很快就会变成全国最有钱的人了。Soon I'll be the richest man in all the land. 名词 land 是指国家或是土地。但是他得到这支笔后呢，画出来的东西却没有变成真的，他非常生气，把马亮找来。He was very angry and sent for Ma Liang. 形容词 angry 就是生气的。在有钱人的威胁之下，马亮在海遥远的另一边给他画了一座金山。He painted a mountain of gold far across the sea. 名词 sea 就是海。有钱人命令他画一艘船， Paint me a ship. 名词 ship 就是船。有钱人跳上了船，对他说，现在画一个大浪把船带到金子那里去。Now paint a big wave to carry the ship to the gold. 名词 wave 就是浪，波浪。你猜这个有钱人最后有没有得到那座金山呢？
One day, a rich man heard about the brush. He was greedy and wanted it for himself.
I must have that brush,
he said.
I'll use it to paint lots of gold.
So he sent his servants to take the brush from Liang.
Soon, I'll be the richest man in all the land,
the rich man said. Once he got the paintbrush, he began to paint. But nothing became real.He was very angry and sent for Ma Liang.
So Ma Liang used the magic paintbrush to help lots of people, especially poor people that didn't have much.
That is very nice of him. Well, one day, a rich man heard about the brush.
He heard about the brush. If you hear about something,Maybe you hear people talking about it, but you haven't seen it, or you don't know too much about it yet.
Yes. Well, hear about something is a good phrase to learn, so let's go to Jack right now.
有一天，一个有钱人听说了这支画笔的事。One day, a rich man heard about the brush. 动词片语 hear about 是指得知某事的事件始末。比如 ,Did you hear about the fire at the mall? 你有听说百货公司的那场火灾吗？或者是 ,Did you hear about his trip to America? 你有听说他去美国的事吗？另外还有一个片语是 hear of, 它比较强调听说过有某件事的存在。例如 ,Have you ever heard of Mozart? 你有听说过莫扎特吗？或者是 ,Have you heard of this band? 你有听说过这个乐团吗？
Thanks so much, Jack. Well, a rich man heard about the brush. And was he a nice person like Ma Liang?
It doesn't sound like it. He was greedy and wanted it for himself. We're talking about the magic paintbrush, of course. And we should talk about what it means to be greedy.
If someone is greedy, they want everything for themselves. Maybe they have a lot already, but they still want more, like this rich person.
Good point. Sometimes it's not bad to want things. But when you're greedy, you want too much. Maybe you want to hurt others so that you can have more.
Well, this rich person said, I must have that brush. And friends, I must remind you to look at today's calendar phrase.
I must have that.
I must have that.
我一定要买那个。
Look, it's the newest smartphone.
Oh, I must have that.
It does so many things.
Oh, I must have that.
It comes in cool colors.
Oh, I must have that.
It's $2,000.
$2,000? I don't have that.
I must have that.
I must have that.
我一定要买那个。
The man really wants that magic paintbrush. And what is he going to do with it?Well, he wants to paint lots of gold.
That's right. He is very greedy. He's rich already, but he wants more. So he sent his servants to take the brush from Liang.
He sounds a lot like a character from one of our stories, in previous months. Remember King Midas, who really wanted lots of gold? Well, this rich man...also wants to be the richest man in all the land.
In all the land. And land means a place where people live. He wants to be richer than anyone.
Well, once he got the paintbrush, he began to paint. But nothing became real. It didn't work like it did for Ma Liang. And he became angry.
Yes, angry means very mad. He was not happy. Well, let's see what happens next. Let's check it out.
Why won't this paintbrush work for me?
Shouted the rich man.
Because you are greedy, said Liang. You just want things for yourself.
Then you paint gold for me,
said the rich man.
If you don't...I will throw you in jail.
Liang had an idea.
Fine, he said. I will paint gold for you.
He painted a mountain of gold far across the sea.
Paint me a ship,
cried the greedy man. So Liang did.
So the greedy rich man took the brush away from Liang and he tried to draw with it, but nothing happened.
Nothing became real. It wasn't so magical anymore. But he wonders why it's not working for him.
Well, Liang gave him the answer. He said, because you are greedy. You just want things for yourself.
And that's why it doesn't work. So the rich man asks Ma to paint gold for him.Maybe if Ma is the one to move the brush, it will become real.
That's right. Well, he doesn't just ask him. He says, if you don't, I'll throw you in jail.
Throw you in jail. That doesn't mean he's going to pick him up and throw him. It just means he will make him go to jail. You know, that place you're not allowed to leave.
It is not a good place. They will lock you up and not let you out. Well, Liang had an idea. He said, fine, I'll paint gold for you.
He will paint the gold. So he painted a mountain of gold, but it was far across the sea. A sea is like an ocean. It is a lot of water. There are many seas around the world.
Yes, well, he painted a mountain of gold across the sea. A mountain of gold. Jack, can you tell us more about that phrase?
男孩听了有钱人的吩咐，他画了一座金山在海遥远的另一边。He painted a mountain of gold far across the sea. 名词 mountain 就是山。A mountain of something 是比较夸张的表达，一大堆或是堆积如山的东西。我们来看例句。We have a mountain of boxes to move. 我们有一大堆箱子要搬。或是 Molly has a mountain of housework to do. Molly 有一大堆家事要做。或是 I got a mountain of gifts on my birthday. 我生日那天收到了一大堆的礼物。
Thanks so much, Jack. Well, now there is a mountain of gold, but there is a big sea in between the rich man and the gold.
And of course, he wants to get to that gold. So he cries out one more thing. Paint me a ship.
And of course, Ma Liang did that. He painted a ship. A ship is a big thing that moves across the ocean or sea. It's bigger than a boat, and it can carry a lot of things and people.
Yeah, you could say a ship is a really big boat. Now that ship can take him to where that gold is. And friends, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back just after this. Welcome back to the show, everyone. In this part of our story, it sounds like Ma Liang has a plan to deal with the greedy rich man.
That's right. He wants to help others with the brush, but the rich man already has everything he needs.
Yes, and he just wants to take the paintbrush and use it for himself. But it sounds like Ma Liang might be sending the man away. Let's go find out what happens.
The greedy man jumped on the ship.
Now paint a big wave to carry the ship to the gold,
he cried. Liang painted a big wave.
I'll soon have that gold,
cried the man as the ship began to move. But then Liang painted more huge waves. They pushed the ship far, far away. No one ever saw the rich man or the ship again. Liang went home and lived a happy life, using the magic paintbrush to help others.
All right, so that ship did become real, and the greedy man jumps on.
He jumps on the ship, and he tells Liang, I want you to paint a big wave to push the ship toward the mountain of gold.
Yeah, otherwise the ship might not move. Now, a wave is kind of shaped like this. Water, often an ocean when it's close to land, will form a wave. You can even ride a surfboard and be pushed by a wave.
And the rich man wanted the wave to push the ship toward the gold. Friends, we have come to the answer for our final question. Did you find the answer? The question was, What did Liang paint to move the ship?
He painted a big wave. Yes, he did make the wave. And the man says, I'll soon have that gold.
And the ship began to move, but Liang had an idea. He painted more huge waves, and they pushed the ship far, far away.
Ooh, very far away, because no one ever saw that rich man or the ship again. Who knows where they went?
Yes, well, I don't think he ever got the gold, but Liang He went home and lived a happy life. He used the magic paintbrush to keep helping others.
All right, remember, he didn't use it just to help himself out. He wasn't just painting lots of gold. He wanted to help others.
Yes, and he lived a happy life because he was happy helping other people. Maybe he never became rich like this greedy man, but he liked to help others.
Yeah, there's a good message in this story. There's nothing wrong with having money, but sometimes it's not what gives us happiness. Helping others can, though.
Yes, and Ma Liang used his talent of drawing to help other people.
All right, friends. Now let's go ahead and review all of our keywords together.
Here is your first keyword for today. Land. Land. People eat this food all over the land.
Angry. Angry. He's angry because I was late.
Sea. Sea. He lives across the sea.
Ship. Ship. There are 500 people on the ship.
Wave. Wave. The ocean waves are very big. Friends, those are all today's keywords. Be sure to practice them today.
And now let's go watch our lesson one more time.
One day, a rich man heard about the brush. He was greedy and wanted it for himself.
I must have that brush,
he said.
I'll use it to paint lots of gold.
So he sent his servants to take the brush from Liang.
Soon, I'll be the richest man in all the land,
the rich man said. Once he got the paintbrush, he began to paint. But nothing became real. He was very angry and sent for Ma Liang.
Why won't this paintbrush work for me?
Shouted the rich man.
Because you are greedy, said Liang. You just want things for yourself.
Then you paint gold for me,
said the rich man.
If you don't, I will throw you in jail.
Liang had an idea.
Fine, he said. I will paint gold for you.
He painted a mountain of gold far across the sea.
Paint me a ship,
cried the greedy man. So Liang did. The greedy man jumped on the ship.
Now paint a big wave to carry the ship to the gold,
he cried. Liang painted a big wave.
I'll soon have that gold,
cried the man as the ship began to move. But then Liang painted more huge waves. They pushed the ship far, far away. No one ever saw the rich man or the ship again. Liang went home and lived a happy life, using the magic paintbrush to help others.
Hi guys, welcome back to Chit Chat.
With Zach and Ivy. Ta-da!
Today we read a story about Liang and a greedy man.
Yes, we did. The man wanted to be rich. He took Liang's magic paintbrush, but it didn't work. Nothing became real when he painted it.
He got angry. Do you ever get angry, Zach?
Sadly, yes. Whenever I get greedy, I get unhappy.
Me too.
But I have a question.
Yes?
Liang painted a ship for the man. Mm-hmm. The greedy man got on the ship. Liang painted huge waves to push the ship far, far away. Then no one saw the rich man ever again.
Okay. What is your question?
Is the greedy man okay? Does he need help?
It's just a story. That man was the bad guy.
But I think Liang should still try to help him. Even though someone is greedy, you can still care for them.
So if you are greedy, I shouldn't send you away on a ship forever?
Please don't do that.
Okay, fine, Zach.
Thanks, Ivy. Friends, that's all for today. Keep practicing your English, and we will see you next time.
Hi, friends. I'm Billy Builder. Boy, is it a hot day today. I wish I was near the water. Ready to build a sentence? Let's go. Okay. The ship, the greedy, jumped on man? What kind of a sentence is that? Let's build it better. Okay. Find someone doing something. How about man? Okay. Let's see. What kind of man? The greedy man? Great! The greedy man. Uh-oh. What does the greedy man do? Does he jump? Hey, yes! Jumped on! So, the greedy man jumped on what? What did he jump on? Ha-ha! Yes, I know you know. The ship. Hey! The greedy man jumped on the ship. Great! We built a great sentence. I hope he doesn't get into trouble. But being on a ship does sound nice. Okay, I need to go. There are many sentences to build today. Keep up the good work. Bye!
All right, Maria, do you have anything else that you learned from our story?
Yes, I learned that we can all have different talents. We're maybe good at different things, and we can use those things to help other people.
I think that's a good point. Sometimes we might not think about this enough. What are you naturally good at? Maybe you're really good at cooking food, or you're really strong. Well, use those things to help others, not just yourself.
So, friends, use your talents to help others, and we hope that you will join us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.